Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sacred Song Reiki, an enlightened journey into spiritual and mystical discovery. Join your guide, Priscilla Gale, as she helps you to discover new sources of energy and techniques that can truly heal you of a variety of different issues. Now, here's your host, Reiki master, teacher, and spiritual leader, Priscilla Gale.
Good morning and welcome on this yet another beautiful Saturday morning. We certainly do get lucky. In New England, just another beautiful day. Today I thought, because I've mentioned in past shows, I've talked about chakras quite a bit and energy fields and energy work, that for some of my listeners who are maybe not as knowledgeable, and I've gotten a couple of emails requesting a little more detail, I thought it is such a vast subject, and there's so much information. There's no possible way I could do it, cover it all in one show. But what I thought I would try very much to do is just give a general overview, sort of tie things in and up a little bit more for those that are maybe not as knowledgeable or into all of this as they would like to be. And for those of you that actually do know about this, just a refresher in that sense. So I want to talk about our energy systems, our energy fields. And our energy systems are alive and they're intelligent. They know exactly what the balance is needed for perfect health and vibrant energy. When our energy systems are disrupted, slowed down, or damaged, messages are sent to the conscious level, to the mind, that something is wrong and we need to address these imbalances, these blockages, these damages. So our energy systems actually act as a connection between the physical world, the metaphysical, and spiritual worlds. When we look at our energy systems, we experience our deepest and most profound needs, including the physical, the emotional, mental, and spiritual. Now, in the field of holistic health, energy medicine is growing rapidly. So in order to heal with energy effectively, it's vitally important to understand the nature of our energy system and how to support oneself in maintaining a vital life force energy, otherwise known as chi, ki, prana, and so forth. Everyone has an invisible energy system that flows energy on pathways or meridians, and these same meridians have multiple pressure points that are means of working with the energy to keep it flowing. Acupressure, acupuncture, and reflexology are some of the more common modalities we have in the Western world that work with these pressure points and these meridians directly. When your energy is leaking, If you feel weak, frozen, or you feel depleted, heavy, unfocused, or even just stuck. When your energy depleted and challenged, it is more difficult for us to manage our emotions, think positive thoughts, stay healthy, and attract harmony into our lives. Now, the Sanskrit word chakra means literally spinning wheel. The chakra system within the human body consists of 7 major chakras and many minor chakras. To those of you who can see energy fields, a major chakra resembles a spinning wheel when you're looking directly into it. However, viewed from the side, it can look more like an energy vortex, somewhat resembling the shape of a tornado. This energy funnel is tight and compact near the surface of the skin and gradually widens as it extends outside the physical body to the outer edge of the aura. When you have happy, loving thoughts, your aura expands. When you have sad, angry thoughts, your aura contracts. When a chakra is healthy and balanced, its front and rear vortexes spin in a circular motion. However, if there is a disturbance or a blockage in that flow of energy within that chakra, the circular motion may become more elliptical and, in more extreme cases, severely flattened on its sides. This distortion can be sensed by those able to see or feel energy fields. And it is directly sensed by a pendulum. So you can use a pendulum. Further, each chakra has its own specific frequency or rate of spin, with the lowest rate of spin in the root chakra and steadily increasing up to the highest rate of spin in the crown chakra. The purpose or function of the human chakra system is to take in higher dimensional energy from the universal energy field that is all around us. And its frequency of vibration then can be used within the physical body. It is said that each major chakra vibrates or spins at a different rate. And each chakra will absorb energy from the universal energy force that is harmonically related to its frequency. Thus, energy from several frequency bands within the universal energy force is absorbed by the different chakras and is directed by the internal energy meridians to those organs with which the chakra is associated. So, the 7 chakra system is a really great way to better understand the interconnection between your physical and spiritual body. When an illness manifests in some part of your body, there will be a correlated block or weakness in one or more of your chakras. By identifying and understanding the way your different body parts relate to your 7 energetic wheels, you can easily address the energetic source of physical and emotional ailments. Now, there are, as I said, seven chakras. Depending on spiritual path that you practice, those of us in Western society, we go with seven. So I'm going to now talk about each one of these to try to give some more clarity. So the first chakra is the root chakra. It is located at the base of the spine. Its color is red. It is an earth element. Its objectives are to birth issues, survival patterns, generational patterns. It's related to money, food, health issues, and grounding. The adrenal glands are what it's associated with. And the organs that it controls are kidneys and spinal column. Its vibrational frequency is the musical note C. So when your root chakra is closed, some of the feelings you may have is abandonment. You feel you have to survive life, that you're just constantly getting by or going without. There is never enough money. You can hate your body and feel you are not good enough just the way you are. When your root chakra is open, you have a strong connection with your family and or friends that are like family to you. And as a result, you feel wanted and loved. And you feel like you belong. You are content with your body, and you are confident with money. You manage it well, and you always have enough for what you need and want. That's the root chakra. The second chakra is your sacral chakra. Now we're moving up the body. Its color is orange. Its element is water. Its position is just below the belly button. It governs sexuality, the nature of your relationships, freedom from guilt, pleasure, sensation, and creativity. The sacral chakra governs the reproductive system. Its musical note or frequency vibration is D. So when your sacral chakra is closed, you're not open sexually. You believe it's bad, can hurt you. You feel guilty about it. You feel you need to be more sexy in order to be loved. You may feel abused, hurt, confused, and you don't trust that you can be loved for being you. You don't feel lovable. When your sacral chakra is open, you have a strong sense of your sexuality and recognize it as one of your most powerful creative energies. And you create healthy sexual experiences with others that honor you. You enjoy pleasure in many different ways in life. We are coming up on a break, and when we come back, we'll begin with the third chakra, the solar plexus. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're online. online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews, heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. Before actually I get to the third chakra, I neglected to mention with the sacral chakra that it is sometimes called the spleen or the splenic chakra because of its location. Okay, now, third chakra. Third chakra is about personal power. It is our solar plexus. Its position is just above the navel. The color of this chakra is yellow, and its element is fire. Its objectives, it has to do with you, relationship with yourself, your personal power, your self-esteem, freedom from shame, your sense of self-worth and self-image. Now, the organs it governs, or that it's associated with, is the stomach, gallbladder, liver, and the endocrine gland is the pancreas. And the musical note is E. When your personal power chakra is closed, you feel like a victim in the world. You feel powerless. You give your power away. You'll do anything to keep peace in relationships and circumstances. And you suffer from stomach pains and stomach anxiety and all the complications, physical complications that can come with that. When your personal power chakra is open, you have a strong sense of your own power and how to use this power in a healthy way. And you admire others with the same power and influence, and you choose to emulate people who are using their personal power to make a difference in this world. And you want to use your power and your influence for the good of the world. That's the third chakra. The fourth chakra is your heart. It's not the heart that is pumping blood at this moment and beating, but it is the heart chakra, and it's located in the center of the chest. The color is green. The element is air. And its objective is what you would think it would be. It concerns the heart, compassion, love, any emotional zone that you're in, self-acceptance, masculine and feminine of the self. And it is a place of forgiveness. The organs that it's associated with, yes, the heart, therefore blood, the vagus nerve, your circulatory system, and it governs the thymus gland. And its musical note is F. When your heart chakra is closed, you are afraid of commitment and feel also like you have to please other people in order to be loved. Most people whose heart chakras are closed have been hurt by others many times in relationships, and they now need to feel guarded and protective in order to avoid being hurt again. When your heart chakra is open, you are comfortable in relationships, in giving and receiving love easily. You feel open, warm. You feel a heartfelt sense of gratitude for how wonderful life is. You appreciate others. You feel compassion for yourself and others without feeling sorry for anyone. That's the heart chakra. The fifth chakra is your throat. Its position is located at the hollow of the throat, just above that little indent of your collarbone, right in the center there. The color is blue. The element, sound. The objectives, it's speaking your truth. Coming from the center of your willpower, it is your ability to listen and to be heard. This is the communication center. This is finding your true voice and expressing your truth. The organs it's associated with are lungs, larynx, and the alimentary canal. And the glands that it's associated with is the thyroid and the parathyroid. And its musical note is G. When your throat chakra is closed, you are afraid to speak up. You're afraid to say what you want. You're afraid to express how you feel. You just kind of go along so you don't upset anyone. You feel unable. It's a powerless feeling to speak your truth. Often people get sore throats, or they will feel like their throat is blocked. When your throat chakra is opened, you are comfortable speaking your truth, and you experience others are listening to you, and you feel you are heard and honored for your truth, for what you offer, for what you have to say. And that is the throat chakra. Now, the sixth chakra is the third eye. It is your intuitive chakra. Its position is between the eyebrows. And the color is, it's often described as indigo. And its element is light. This chakra is associated with intuition and psychic abilities. It is also associated with self-reflection, visualization, discernment, and you trust your own intuition. The organs it's associated with are ears, nose, lower brain, the nervous system, and the left eye. It is associated with the pituitary gland, and its musical note is A. When your intuitive chakra is closed, you feel disconnected from your intuition. You don't feel like you have any. You don't trust what you're getting, what you're sensing. You feel lost when it comes to spiritual purpose, and you feel lost as far as the path in life that you're walking. You feel frustrated because there is something wrong with you, and you feel like other people have this intuitive sense and you don't. Many experience headaches and feel tension in their brow area often. But when your intuitive chakra is open, you are your constant guide, and you trust and act with confidence. You have a strong sense of your inner truth. You listen to it. You follow it as it guides you on your life path. This is also where, for those of you that are very much in touch with your guides, you are open to them through this third eye. So that is the sixth chakra. The seventh chakra is the crown chakra. The position is at the top of the head. The color is violet. The element is thought. And here it is associated with charity, connection to God, or the divine, to spirit. It's connected to belief systems, divine consciousness. The organs associated with it are upper brain and right eye. The gland is the pineal gland, and the musical note is B. So when your crown chakra is closed, you feel you have no connection to the higher power, to the divine. People often feel unworthy of spiritual help, and they are angry that God or the divine has abandoned them. Many suffer migraines and tension headaches. When your crown chakra is open, you feel connected to power, and you sense you are being watched over, you are cared for, you are loved. You feel in touch with the divine. You know you deserve immense blessings. and you feel immense gratitude for universal love and the appreciation you feel towards yourself and others. And that is the crown chakra. We'll continue this exploration in a few minutes. We've come up on another short break. Again, this is Priscilla Gale with Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America's Seventh Wave Radio. I hope you're finding this helpful. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Animals and nature are all around us, but did you know that they can provide guidance into our lives and intuition? Animals and nature play an important role in helping to guide us harmoniously through life, and we can open ourselves up to these subtle awarenesses. Join Darlene Stout every week for the Journey to the Lighter Side to explore the magical world of spirit animal guidance every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Let the animals connect you, guide you, and launch you into the delightful world of spirit. Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale. Explore the infinite possibilities of the unknown. Learn about the mysterious and mythical realms through time and space. Realize your inner truth. Tune in to Spirit Walker with Dr. Jeffrey Pierce and Dr. Cindy Pierce. Dr. Jeffrey Pierce is a true intuitive. He is legally blind, uses no cards, pendulums, or guides, and has been found to have 97% consistent accuracy based on testing by the United Kingdom Institute of Psychic Sciences Research Center. Listen for topics that others are afraid to address on Spirit Walker, Wednesday at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West on Seventh Wave Network.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, and welcome back. Now, we also have some minor chakras, and they're located throughout the body and are usually associated with joints, such as the knee, the shoulder, the elbow, the wrist, etc. Additional minor chakras can also be found in the palms of both hands, at the soles of the feet, and at the ends of your fingers and toes. These minor chakras appear as spikes of energy emanating from the body rather than that spinning vortex that we have in the major chakras. So it's a bit different. At least one healing modality that I know of, healing touch, actually takes advantage of these rays of energy coming out the fingertips to stimulate and to accelerate the body's own healing processes. And Reiki tends to use the palm chakras to direct healing energies into the client's body. Now, having covered the chakras, when I've said in a previous show, our chakras are our life, indeed they are. And when they're working well, we are healthy. Our chakras are our life. But we also have a human energy field. And it is a 5-layer system. And it is that the physical body is counted as an energy body, since ultimately all matter is made up of energy. It is also important to note that the higher subtle energy bodies overlap and interpenetrate the complete physical body. So when an energy practitioner places his or her hands on a client, the healing energies are not only sent to the physical body, but also to each higher energetic body. Thus, with proper healing frequencies channeled through the practitioner, healing can occur on not only the physical level, but also in the etheric, the emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies of the client. Now, at first it may seem unusual to consider that your physical body is an energy body, but that is exactly what it appears to be. And as we continue to explore this new paradigm, we are not only able to see the physical body in a greater and more meaningful context, but we also begin to understand the role of disease and the nature of healing. The physical body is the densest form of energy that our consciousness uses to explore its environment and to interact with others. By this densest form, it is meant that the vibrational patterns of the physical body are of a frequency low enough to actually be seen by our eye. They are within the spectrum of visible light. We experience it with senses of touch, taste, smell, which are within the frequency capability of our physical body. It's also rather important to be aware that our physical body is a field of vibrating energy that has coalesced from higher, less dense octaves. And we need to remember that as vibrating fields interacting with one another, one field can affect another field through sympathetic vibration. And a very simple example of that is if a violinist produces a note, say, on an octave above middle C, and there is a second violin lying nearby on a table that's tuned to middle C, the second violin string will sympathetically vibrate middle C. So we begin to understand that there are several vibrational fields of energy around our body, and it becomes easier to understand how one field can affect another through this principle. Now, the etheric energy body. Wow, this is a big subject. I hope I can get through it all. The Sanskrit word for it, as I understand it, is linga sarira. I may not be pronouncing that 100% correctly, but is the Sanskrit term for the invisible double of the human body, the etheric body. Or, in some theosophical concepts, it's considered the astral body. And in theosophical philosophy, it is one of the seven principles regarded in being human. It is the first or lowest level in the human energy field or aura. And it is said to be in immediate contact with the physical body to sustain it and to connect it to its higher bodies. So, having said that, simply, the etheric body is the first energy body in frequency above the physical body. Its purpose is to form an energy template or matrix for the development, the maintenance and repair of the physical body. The etheric body contains a vibrational energy counterpart for each organ, blood vessel, and bone found in the physical body. And indeed, the etheric body contains the energetic blueprint for the pathways that guide the location and the development of every cell in the physical body. Our physical bodies then can be said to exist only because of the vital etheric field around them. And this etheric field exists prior to, not a result of, the physical body. So, if the energetic vibrations of the etheric body determine the pattern for not only physical tissues and organs, but the state of health for those tissues and organs, it is imperative those vibrations remain clear and pure, because if they are not, then the disharmony will be reflected in the physical body as what we call disease. So traumas to the physical body, such as broken bones, burns, incisions, and scars, will in time be reflected into the etheric body unless there is some interceding process that either prevents this reflection into the etheric body or which restores it to its original vibrational pattern. The ability to work with a client's vibrating energy field is precisely what forms the basis for effective, energy-based, physical healings. Now, a very good source to look more into the etheric body is a wonderful book written by Barbara Brennan, entitled Hands of Light. And I can tell you that when I was first embarking on this journey, even before the whole Reiki experience, I actually was drawn to this book, and I picked it up and I read it, and granted, a lot of it kind of went whoosh, right over my head at the time. But it is a tremendous source of information, and I'm sure those that are very much into this practice of energy work have read and know the immense knowledge that Barbara has collected. So, she terms etheric body as having many different possible meanings. And she defines it in a sense of any or all of the Vayu, Prana, Chi life force bodies. It is a vital principle for the entire psychophysical organism. And we can speak of an energy flow between the different levels of one's being. This life force is often identified with breath, and hence we find the term for the word soul and spirit in this case, actually the etheric body, in many cultures having breath or wind as its primary meaning. We are coming up on another break. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. We're exploring our energy bodies. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Goodbye, self-critical. Hello, self-thrilled. Can you define your talent in six words or less? Are you using your inner resource, intuition, to teach you how? Listening to Joyce Anderson of Conversations with Yourself will work your intuitive muscle to discover your divine talent. Each week, your host, Joyce Anderson, teaches practices to jumpstart your intuition as your GPS to becoming self-thrilled. From sports to business to music and food, talent is everywhere. Find yours. Joyce and her guests will share their how-to stories on being self-thrilled. Tune in to Conversations with Yourself, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Channel, and ignite your talent. Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. Now, when we're talking about energy bodies that make up one's energy field or aura, just so you can picture this, it's an outer shape appears roughly egg-shaped, each layer, and extends out, perhaps 1.5 to 2 feet beyond the physical body. But this, as I said earlier, this shape can be extended out even further depending on whatever situation you're experiencing. So again, if you're feeling emotions of unconditional love, your aura may expand to several feet and radiate bright hues of gold or white. And if you're feeling threatened, physically or emotionally, it will contract and may even seem to collapse into a much denser pattern only a few inches from the body. Now, I mentioned 5 energy bodies. Barbara Brennan's book has a 7-layer model. She takes it even further. So I've touched upon the physical body and the etheric body. The next would be the emotional energy body. And it tends to extend out from the body about 1 to 3 inches. This field is where You have the emotional energy flowing. Our subjective experience is of feelings and emotions, and it is often observed as bright, intense colors, changing and shifting as emotional states change and shift. Next layer out is the mental energy body. It extends 3 to 8 inches out from the body. This is the field in which mental energy flows, and our corresponding subjective experience is of thoughts in the form of words, sounds, or images. And it's often observed as a structured layer formed of yellow lines. Next layer out is the astral energy body. It extends 3 to 8 inches out from the body. This is the field. This extends 0.5 to 1 foot from the body. Correction. And is composed of amorphous blobs of color like the emotional energy body, but it's infused with the rose light of love. The next layer out is the etheric template energy body. This forms a template or blueprint for the etheric energy body. It is like a negative with space where the forms of the body would be, and density where space would be. Next layer out, celestial energy body. It extends 2 to 2.5 feet from the body, and it is composed of beautiful, shimmering, opalescent light. It is associated with the more spiritual, emotional states of unconditional love and joy. Next is the Catholic template. It can extend 2.5 to 3.5 feet from the body. And it is composed of fine threads of gold and silver light structuring, a template for the inner energy bodies. And it too, like all the others overall, is shaped like a giant egg around the body. Now, that's just the human energy field. Everything has an energy field. All animals do. Trees, anything that has life. And even those things you think may be inanimate objects, trust me, they're vibrating. They have a frequency. They have layers and layers of energy around them as well. Now, in theosophy, you can find some beings that possess only etheric bodies. Devas are regarded as living either in the atmospheres of the planets or the solar system, or I guess another word for them could be planetary angels, or inside the sun, such as solar angels. It is a view that presumably other planetary systems and stars all have their own angels, And they help to guide the operation of the process of nature, such as the process of evolution and the growth of plants. It is believed by theosophists that devas can be observed when the third eye is open and activated. And some, but not most devas, originally incarnated as human beings. So it is believed by theosophists that nature spirits, elements such as gnomes, sylphs, salamanders, and fairies can be observed only when that third eye is activated. It is maintained also by theosophists that these less evolutionarily developed beings have never been previously incarnated as human beings. They are regarded as on a separate line of spiritual evolution. So, I've barely touched on what is a vast wealth of information that is out there now. And that's not even the latest research. It doesn't even go into quantum physics. But just to give a more simplistic general overview, I am hoping that this has clarified, not muddied the waters, and will help those of you that are trying to understand this new path of holistic health, healing, living. So as always, I like to close with Dr. Usui's five precepts. The secret of inviting happiness through many blessings, that which is the spiritual medicine for all illness. For today only, my listeners, do not anger. Do not worry. Be humble. Be honest in your work. Be compassionate to yourself and others. It has been my great pleasure to be with you today, and I look forward to being with you next Saturday. Thank you for joining me. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki, Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. Have a blessed and joyous week. Bye for now.
Thank you for taking this journey with us today on Sacred Song Reiki. Please join Priscilla Gale again next Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Until we talk again, have a beautiful and healing week.